But we have to think about, how is it do we pass on what is most valuable to us? Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Native Soil. This is episode 13, and I want to start off by sharing that, you know, there was a national study done one time, and they asked parents, what is your greatest fear? And the number one answer of parents across the United States was that they wouldn't be able to pass on their deepest beliefs and values to their children. They asked teens across the United States, they said, what's your number one problem? And they said, my parents. And that's a typical angsty thing for teenagers to say. But they asked them, why are your parents your number one problem? And they said, because my parents are trying to pass on to me beliefs and values that they themselves do not hold in practice. That's kind of a little bit of a zing, you know? And again, angsty teen, but there probably is some truth there. And I think that that is something that, you know, we all have to think about, but particularly parents and all of us who invest in our young people. Do we authentically hold and practice the values that we are wanting to pass on to our children? There's a saying kind of based kind of with this study in mind, you know, I've heard it said, you know, every generation wants the next generation to have it better. But many times in the process of giving the next generation a better life, we can deprive them of the very things that made us great and that were most valuable to us. And I think for us here on our native soil, we really have to take a step back and think, what does a better life look like for the next generation? What would be the main things that you would wish for your children and your grandchildren to be able to have? I can't tell you the number of people who come to me as a priest and they lament, it's one of their greatest heartbreaks, and it's totally in line with this study, that they see their children, they see their grandchildren straying from the faith. And no matter how perfect of a parent you are, you know, there's no guarantee that your child is going to take the faith and go. But many times, you know, people say, well, you know, I send my kid to Catholic school, they went to a nice college, they got a nice job, and they don't practice their faith. You know, my kid, he's done really well. He's a doctor. He's got two kids. He's married, but they don't go to Mass. It's something you hear all the time as a priest, but we have to think about, how is it do we pass on what is most valuable to us? And I think hearkening back to our previous episode, there is a sense we can't totally put number one God and mammon. We have to make a choice. And how is it with the choices that we make, how do we live our lives in such a way that our children, our grandchildren, and all those in our sphere know what is number one in our life? Even without us telling them, you know, nobody sits down and tells you as a kid that what's most important is like for you to have a job and for you to have this amount of money and for you to live in a nicer neighborhood than the neighborhood you grew up in. But you kind of know that's what's expected of you. Or no, that's one. And nobody sits down and tells you it, but you just absorb it intuitively. How are we communicating verbally, non-verbally with our young people about what matters most to us? And is the better life that we want them to have, is it truly a life in which friendship with God is central? Is it a life in which we come before God and we say, God, what do you want out of my life? Why have you made me? Where do you want me to be? And I think this is really important for us to consider as we look at trying to pass on a better life to our next generation. Social justice is something we should always be working for. There's huge disparity in our country today between different ethnic groups, between different demographics. And this is something that's been a part of God's heart all throughout Scripture, all throughout the Old Testament, God, and throughout the New Testament. It's very important for all of God's children to be loved and cared for and to have the resources they need to have a happy and healthy and fruitful life. And we always experience the same kind of cycle. you know, God calls His chosen people, and when they're in difficult times, we rely on God. When we have prosperity, when we have wealth and comfort, we tend to forget about God and kind of make an idol out of those things. The entire book of Amos in the Old Testament, it's a social justice book of the Bible. Amos is sent to be a thorn in the side of the Israelites because of this widening gap between the rich and the poor. And the rich are even using the religious conviction to kind of manipulate and kind of suppress the poor. And we can see plenty of those parallels, you know, in our own country today. But I think we really have to think about, what is it do we want to pass on to the next generation? And I think as we reflected these past couple of weeks, the particular gifts of the Black community, the particular gifts of the Hispanic community, it's important to keep those kind of things in mind when we think about success for future generations. Surely there needs to be greater equality of, in a socioeconomic sense, amongst all of our brothers and sisters. We should all have the healthcare and the housing and the basic things that human dignity requires. But as we strive for better, let's keep in mind what is better to us as people of faith, and that is friendship with God. And some of these fruits we reflect upon, like in the Black community, their contemplative stance, for them to be able to see God in all situations, to be able to pray and praise Him and talk to Him and call up for His help in every moment. Those are things that have to be cherished and passed on to the next generation. In our Hispanic community, we talked about how important family is to them and how they take time to celebrate things well. This is something we definitely want to make sure is passed on to the next generation. And yes, there are aspirations of going to college and getting better jobs and moving to different neighborhoods and all of these different things, totally legitimate. But in the process, as we look to cultivate our native soil and for it to look more like the kingdom of God, we want to make sure that as we make a better life for the next generation, that what's better is that the next generation is going to be even better friends with God. They're going to be even more aligned with God's will for their life. And they're going to be able to reap the fruits of God's Spirit living in them. And so I think that challenges all of us, because we have to think, what do our lives speak to our brothers and sisters around us? When people look at our lives, they look at the choices we make, they look at how we treat people, can they tell, like, God is what matters most to us? Is this our belief? Is this our number one value that we want to pass on to our society and that we want to pass on to the next generation? Let's not be afraid to really think about, as we think about the seeds we're going to plant for future generations. May they be seeds of faith. May they be seeds of hope. May they be seeds of love. And may we be willing to make whatever sacrifices, whatever changes in our lives are necessary for those seeds to be planted and deeply, to be guarded, and to not be forsaken as we put mammon above God. You know, God, then mammon. Let us keep those things in perspective, and particularly as we encourage our next generation. Let's pray the Blessed Mother to help us do this very delicate balance in our daily lives of faith. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Through her intercession, may God bless all of you, your children, your grandchildren, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless y'all. Look forward to seeing you back here on Native Soil.